Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
I thought you were supposed to splice and dice that.
Which one?
Well, you know, he's not the light heavyweight champion.
No.
He's in the light heavyweight tournament. He may reclaim it.
Well, we're not up to date with stuff. Well, we're more of like a history show.
Well, history's not allowed.
Because I saw Tour de Pizza commercials that are probably floating out there.
No, we took them down. I took them down.
I've been removed.
Yeah, you have been removed. So would you rather your weight classes have dominant or champions that could lose? I'm not saying they will. How many times when you watch Stipe and the promotion and Stipe's fights coming up, did you say, well, you know, he may not win this one?
Yeah. And what's crazy is he went on to become the greatest heavyweight of all time.
I'm going to argue that.
He's defended his title more than anyone else in the heavyweight division four successful defenses.
I'm not sure that makes you the greatest.
Four successful defenses.
I'm not saying that that does or doesn't make you the greatest.
It's hard to say it doesn't make you the greatest. In that category of that title, he has the number one spot. Four defenses. Successful.
I would ask some questions, but you don't know the answer. So,
like what?
Well, how many times did GSP defend?
Probably
defended more than Usman has. Safe to say.
Yeah, because Usman just got it recently.
And I'm going to say Usman is the better.
I mean, Mighty Mouse probably has the record. If not, Anderson Silva.
I'm not trying to go that direction. I'm trying to prove your statement because he has the most title defenses that he's the greatest. And I'm trying to say, in my opinion, if GSP has more title defenses, which I'm sure he does, I think Usman is the greatest welterweight of all time. And I think he has clarified that.
Yeah.
But on the same line, what have you done for me lately?
Sure.
Do we remember the run? GSP was one of those, you knew GSP was going out there and he was going to win.
Unless he fought Matt Serra.
Well, I know things.
What do you know?
And I think I told you I was in his locker room after the fight.
You were,
and he was obviously devastated. But every time GSP had a fight during his reign, you expected him to win. And what I'm saying is, when Stipe fought, you didn't necessarily expect him. We've talked on the show that there were times that, you know, he could have lost this one. You know.
Sure.
Against Cormier, we expected
different. I think he said that. He doesn't even know if he's going to win.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Every time. When Matt Hughes was Matt Hughes, when he was in the heyday, you know, that country boy, the walking, pacing back and forth, you knew he was going to win. And then, of course, then all of a sudden you hit the slope and you're on your way down, and now, you know, you don't know anymore. And that's what I'm saying about which would you rather. You know, there's been other champions. I mean, let's be honest. When Woodley fought, yeah, he might have been dominating, but we wasn't sure he was going to win on Saturday night.
Right.
It didn't matter who he was fighting, including when he beat Robbie Lawler.
Well, I think Woodley and Rose have a lot of similarities where it's mental for them. I think there's a discipline, a focus issue.
But I honestly believe there's mental issues with anyone who gets in a fight. You know, I'm not saying that derogatory. I'm saying, you know, you have to be from a different, and they've all said it, from a different mold, a different, you know, that this is your profession. You're going to go in there and not only punch the other guy in the mouth, but possibly break your leg.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Tick Abbott used to say that if it wasn't for MMA, he would be in jail or dead, because it was the only outlet he could get all that anger and rage out of and do it and get paid to do it.
I remember, and I've told this story numerous times, former UFC competitor, Marcus Jones, as he's walking down the ramp, he's like, what am I doing?
Right.
Why am I doing this? I mean, yeah, this is exciting, but it's not. Somebody's about to punch me in the face.
And in the heavyweight division, we may have the greatest heavyweight of all time who's standing there right now with the belt and standing behind the curtain with us at the press conference, Francis Ngannou.
I think it's unfair to say the greatest.
But the potential for him is there. He has that swag of, who's going to beat Francis? Like, who's going to take out this guy? He has that swag from the old day of GSP. And
I would say the Francis Ngannou before winning the title, because he was scary in that fight. I mean, he was scary.
Sure.
I mean, you know, he seemed more well-rounded, and he's going to continue to learn and get better. Can Derek Lewis get lucky with 4 seconds left in a round?
Derek Lewis has to do knock him out in the first exchange in the first round.
Will John Jones get that fight?
The one thing we do know about the fight game is that, according to Dana, it is going to Africa, to the motherland in 2022, to start a fire of a camp of, if you will, to inspire new African warriors, fighters to come. And Dana said from his own mouth, watch, in 10 to 12 years, all the best fighters in the world will come from that region of the world. Can't argue when there's three Nigerian,
of course you can argue,
African champions right now that are dominant. Izzy, Usman, and Francis Ngannou. And then there's a boxer named Efi that's just crushing everybody.
All right, here's where that's an unfair statement, and some people have brought this up, and I didn't know if I wanted to bring it up, but whatever. I'm going to say yes, there is. How many North American champions are there?
All of them?
Well, you just said there's three African champions.
Yes.
You know, it's not, you know, and of course, you know, Nigeria is not North America. It's not the space of the U.S. of A. But, you know, they have three Nigerian champions, not three African champions. You know, I'm not trying to start crap. I'm just saying it's not a continent. It's their country has those three champions.
Right, right.
So back when GSP was here, obviously we had one more on the North American side. How many North American champions are there? If you're going continent by continent.
Right. Well, I mean, this is where it started.
So to say there's going to be more,
well,
more
look
dominant.
But look at the fight card on Saturday. All the Chinese fighters, all that came from the PI Institute that they built in China.
Sure.
Right? I mean, they're putting these facilities in different nations and developing fighters. Now, young kids are actually growing up and have the potential to become a fighter, a star, to become, you know, do what they are. So the Chinese development of these fighters, like, is years ahead of where it was before they did that.
100%.
And when they put a facility in Africa, you can only imagine.
I have always said there are better athletes that we will never know of.
Sure.
Somewhere, somehow, you know, if they could put, you know, 4 ounce gloves on Bigfoot, think how big, how crazy he would be.
From
he
Brazil?
Would take Ngannou. No.
Silva?
No, just Bigfoot.
Silva?
Bigfoot. Just Bigfoot, no. Period.
I thought you had Bill Pick, no. The BKFC fighter.
No, just Bigfoot. If you were able to find Bigfoot in the forest and put gloves on him, or no gloves.
Did you see they just found like bones dating back like 14,000 years when they excavated a pool in Vegas?
No.
That's true. They found like some kind of animal bones from dating back 1,400 years.
What does that have to do with?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you going back to like legendary creatures, you know, the greatest fighters of all time might have been 14,000 years ago.
I was really trying to refrain from calling you an idiot.
Who killed all the dinosaurs, Randy Harris?
Who said there were dinosaurs?
They just found the bones. They had to be here.
Maybe not. Maybe Lassie, you know, buried them.
What if a fighter just knocked them all out? What if that's the greatest fighter of all time?
Luckily, it's break time.
Oh, I know the greatest fighter of all time. He's undefeated.
Rocky Balboa.
Father Time.
Rocky Balboa. Let's hit a break. Coming to you live from what was formerly known as, what's this place called? Tour de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Break out your kilt for Highland Fling this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets available at BayAreaRenFest.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
What are you bouncing up and down?
Which one had the better nickname? Who is the better Iron Mike? Schmidt or Tyson?
I don't know. I have to think about it. You know, I felt like I cheated myself because somebody asked the greatest third baseman. I didn't say Michael Jack Schmidt.
Who did you say?
I said Brooks Robinson.
Who?
Shut up. All right. As we continue to get ready, we continue talking about last Saturday, but we're only a couple days away from more action back in the octagon. Now we're back out to Las Vegas at the A Center. Fight night on the four-letter network, ESPN. Let's welcome to the program TJ Brown. TJ, how are you?
I'm great, man. Just back here at the Spider Hotel, man. Just sitting out in the sun, enjoying myself for the day.
Well, and I was going to start with that. I know Wednesday is just the start of fight week. I think your hands are probably still cramped up from signing all the posters. But, you know, other than that, how do you get through, you know, a fight week and this particular fight week where you're kind of quarantined?
Yeah, you know, things have changed a lot, you know, with the COVID deal. Usually you can go out and about and kind of enjoy your week, but now we're a bit quarantined in our hotel, you know, but me and my corner men and coaches have been doing our best to keep ourselves entertained and trying to keep me away from all the sweets.
Would it make it more difficult to be quarantined with your corner? You know, and I'm saying this jokingly, but honestly as well, you know, if you're not best of friends with somebody in your corner, but they're very good at what they do, so they're part of your corner. Yeah. With it being quarantined, would that make it more difficult?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've actually been in that exact scenario for a couple of years. But, man, luckily the guys I got here with me, I've got two real world-class coaches and my younger brother. So we're all good company here.
You know, back in the day, I had a co-host. I don't want to think the knucklehead sitting across from the table right now is who I'm talking about. But, you know, back in the day, I had a co-host who I literally didn't talk to until a minute into the show. And we would literally stop talking a minute after the show. And we wouldn't talk again until the next day. It was just, you know, that was our job. And
strictly business.
I'm sorry?
Strictly business, I suppose.
Exactly, which, you know, made it, you know, really awful. During a fight week, obviously not your first one, do you try not to think about, you know, the task at hand, which is a fist fight on Saturday, or are you already thinking about it? Are you already putting things in your mind?
You know, that's a great question. You know, in a perfect world, I try to not think about it. I want to separate it because being 10 years in this sport, I've learned it. All that matters is how you feel those 15 minutes you're inside that cage. So, man, at this point, you know, I'm just trying to stay chill and stay relaxed. But I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I didn't think about the fight about every time I wake up and every time I go to bed. So it's a constant mental battle. But, man, with 10 years in the game, I'm starting to get a little better at it.
Is it kind of the same thoughts? And I just kind of jokingly told a story about a former UFC fighter who was on Ultimate Fighter, Marcus Jones. Played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We were very good friends. And he would tell me he would walk down the ramp and he's like thinking to himself, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Is it any crazy thoughts that go in your head? And has it changed, you know, from fight one, fight three to your last fight?
Right. Man, I've definitely done that same thing. I've had buddies say the same thing. They'd be sitting in the back and you're sitting there warming up for your fight, getting ready, and other fighters are walking by, busted up, you know, from their fights, and everybody in the crowd's drinking beer, having a good time. You're thinking, what the hell am I doing back here, you know? But, you know, over the years, I've learned to just enjoy the process and kind of soak that in. But, man, you talk about that weight behind the fight is the toughest one. You know, when you're sitting back there behind the stage and they're about to call you out, I mean, you find out what you're made of back there.
What was your first thought, you know, as we get ready for Saturday night, Fight Night returns to ESPN, the first time you saw your name on that scroll at the bottom of ESPN?
Oh, man. I mean, for me, you know, coming from a small town in Arkansas, you know, really nothing, man. It's a dream come true for me. And, you know, I'm just trying to soak it all in because a lot of people where I come from don't have opportunities like this, much less to be on the biggest stage.
One of my favorite things to ask, and you never know the answer, craziest thing to ever happen to you, with you, around you, involving you in the middle of a fight, in a cage, in an octagon?
Oh, man, that's a crazy one. I know at one point in time, I was ground and pounding the guy. I'm pretty sure I was in New Orleans, and I remember in the middle of the fight, in the heat of the moment, I looked up and seen one of the hottest chicks I've seen, like in front of the front tables, and like smiled and winked at her. So that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. That is definitely awesome. But that's, I'm sure, a story you may or may not tell in Spider Money classes.
I'm sorry.
Aren't you, you know, training, you know, kids?
Yes, I train all range of ages, from adults to kids, right. And you know, hopefully when my career is over, I'll have my own place. But, yeah, I do enjoy coaching. I get a great fulfillment from being able to give back to the sport that's done so much to me.
Isn't that the name of the 3 to 5-year-old class, Spider Money class?
That is definitely the craziest, rambunctious class that we have. We have, like, 4 to 6-year-olds running around buck wild. Now I'm just trying to wrangle them for most of the time.
You know, and Matt, you can kind of relate to that with your two daughters who are just past that age, who do this kind of training as well.
Absolutely.
I like how you're just shaking your head. what does it mean to you? You know, again, we, you know, have children. I now have a granddaughter who's 1, and, you know, we're going to start her in training here pretty soon, probably another year. But what does it mean to you, you know, when you take a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old who, you know, really doesn't even know what's going on, but they can learn how to do something in mixed martial arts? It's got to be a cool feeling.
Yeah, like I said, you know, growing up as a fatherless child, you know, I could have used some of the mentorship and some of the help that I'm able to provide for some of these kids. And it's a very fulfilling feeling, you know. And I've seen, I'm not just teaching them techniques in there. You know, I have the ability to to build up their confidence in themselves, build their self-esteem, and really, you know, possibly change their life. You know, so it's a great sport, and I'm very thankful for it.
You know, and something, TJ, that I'm sure you're not even really thinking at, even though you just mentioned it, how you could be changing lives. You won't know that or feel that until many years down the road. 2 years ago, my dad passed away, and at the funeral, there were kids that my dad coached when we were 10, 11, 12 years old, so 45, 50 years ago, that came and talked to my mom and said, you know, what my dad did for them and myself, you know, as a youngster. So a lot of that you may not really know or appreciate, but it's definitely happening, and you'll find that out.
That's amazing, man. That's great to hear. Hopefully I'll get a few of those stories in my lifetime.
So, TJ, hopefully it goes better for you than it did for me in Atlanta, because I had my six-year-old daughter with me, and Frank Mir and us were going to lunch with Randy, and Randy's like, show him your leg kick. So my six-year-old had to show her leg kick skills, and then the whole time back to the arena fighter hotel,
you were limping.
She wanted to, I didn't check the leg kick, so I always had a little bit of a limp, but secondly, she wanted to fight Frank Mir before he fought Steve S.S. Cunningham. So be careful training these young fighters.
There, man.
Oh, she's a beast. I'll probably manage her fighting career in a few years because she has that switch. She has that killer instinct.
Oh, that's awesome, TJ, dude. You know, TJ, go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
I was just saying, man, what better would you want instilled in your daughter? You know, it's a crazy time, man. So sounds like you're doing the right thing with her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, it's important. I mean, to have strong children that are assertive and can protect themselves, and having two daughters, both of them with a Brazilian background, as their wife, or my wife, their mother is Brazilian. You know, so they've been doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu since they could crawl, you know, in side control. And, you know, I'm not teaching them how to, like, you know, dismember the people, but...
That comes in time.
But, yeah, they will actually, you know, by 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, more positional type stuff. That's awesome. That's really what I do. Is my younger kids, more positional type stuff, controlling positions, things like that. You know,
taking that one step further, and we will talk briefly, you know, here in a minute about the upcoming fight. We're just kind of having a good time getting to know you. My daughter, when she went to college, you know, they would all go and watch fights. And, you know, the guys are talking or doing whatever, and my daughter could talk more about fights than a lot of the guys could, and she never had a problem. She also never had a date, which is perfect, too, you know, which I was happy about, but everybody was scared of her because she not only could talk it, but they were afraid that she may know more than she probably does.
You know, as a father, I think I'd be totally okay with that. You know,
exactly.
I might have rules. My daughter could date because she's about 20 or something anyway.
Well, my daughter's 27. I'm still not happy, you know, that she's dating. So that never goes away. Can you sit and watch? You know, I would assume that you watched a little bit from last Saturday, a tremendous card, the return of fans. Are you able to sit and watch fights as a fan, or while you're watching as a fan, but you're still trying to pick up little things here and there that can help your career?
You know what? First of all, what a great card last week was. I mean, how could you not be a UFC fan after that card? But yeah, I believe I'm able to appreciate both. You know, I can look at it from both perspectives, and although I take time to study and identify film, I enjoy fighting. You know, I'm a fight fan, and that's something that really gets me pumped up watching a good fight. You know, so yeah, I'm able to appreciate it from both perspectives.
All right, you can invite four people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It cannot be family. It cannot be your corner, unless it's the guy that you didn't like. You know, we can include him. Who are the four people that you'd want to sit down and hang out with?
Four people. Anybody?
Anybody. Living, passed away, real, or fictitious.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. Let's go with George St. Pierre. I'd like to pick his brain a bit. Teddy Atlas, which is one of the best boxing coaches ever. Two more. Man, let's get a crazy one. Steve-O. We're getting Steve-O. He's a wild man. Keep things interesting. And let's get Joe Rogan.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
think we could probably set that up.
Yeah, that's not like a regular UFC event.
Yeah, as I'm looking, Steve-O's the only one that I don't know, but I know he's on Twitter, so I could probably set that up for you. That would be a lot of fun.
Be great.
Before we let you go, though, we do have to talk about you getting back in the octagon. So talk to us a little bit about it. Tell us a little bit about your opponent.
Yes, I'm fighting Kai Kamaka. He's a game opponent, but, you know, at this level, everybody's pretty good, you know. And I've been fortunate to have a full camp this time. You know, I've been training for about 8 to 10 weeks, so I'm in great shape. My weight's down. I've made a few changes. I went trained at Glory MMA with James Krause. And, man, I've just made a lot of improvements, and I'm excited to show everybody TJ Brown 2.0.
James Krause, that guy's taking over the world, isn't he?
God, he is, man. He's got his hand in so many places. He's very successful.
And I'm very happy when good things happen to good people. And James Krause is one of those good guys for sure. What can the fans, what can the media, what can your corner, what can everybody expect to see on Saturday night?
Man, this matchup is made for fireworks. If I have anything to say about it, I'll knock him out in the first or I'll drown him in the third.
Fireworks on Saturday. I can't wait. TJ, thank you very much for your time. I know we already have your address. We're going to ship you out a shipment of swag from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra headwear. And since you mentioned the sweets, I'm going to reach into my goodie bag, and we're going to also send you a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes that will arrive after your fight on Saturday.
Awesome, man. Thank you guys so much.
Well, we appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have a good time on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. TJ Brown back in action Saturday night, fight night, on the Four Letter Network. ESPN, and I got some problems with those guys from time to time.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's just awfulness. You know, some things that what is it called? Clickbait, and you know, they put the wrong thing just so people go to websites and hear stuff and all that kind of stuff. And you know, there was some other controversy from somebody shockingly at ESPN.
Oh, really?
SAS.
Okay.
Think about it. We're gonna hit this.
SAS.
Coming to you live from the dungeon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. When we return, we're going to address the Olivia Stephen A. Smith thing. And give me your thoughts. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Break out your kilt for Highland Fling this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets available at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal Flying Knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
The music in and out of the show.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
So is Megan. You know, who's the commentator, and she does some of the stand-up, and I guess she didn't get mentioned when Stephen A. Smith attempted to talk about ESPN 612 that was last Saturday, and she got upset about it.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts.
No, I mean, yeah, it's kind of sexist. I mean, we eliminate the female broadcaster who is the face of the commentating. I mean, she's the one that does interviews and hypes it up and goes in between fights, and she's just as important a role of anybody else, of Rogan or Cormier or Dominic Cruz or anybody else.
And that's when Cormier's sitting at the table.
I mean, she didn't go into the stands and start a fight with anybody. I mean, like Cormier, DC should be fired for what he did. He should. I know it's a fight game. It's acceptable. But what other sport would that be accepted in?
Well, you have bench-clearing brawls in baseball all the time.
Oh, that's tradition.
It's not tradition.
That's tradition. That's tradition.
It's stupid. It's
tradition for old fat guys to run out and throw dirt on each other.
Leave Don Zimmer alone.
Don Zimmer.
He is dirt.
Who threw him to the ground? It was
Pedro
Martinez.
Pedro Martinez.
I mean, look.
Where do you think I stood on that? You know me. Where do you think I stood?
Oh, he deserved to get his ass.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, you charge him out, you get what you get.
Absolutely.
You charge Nolan Ryan, you get knocked out. Actually, how would Nolan Ryan do in the UFC?
Probably still good at this age.
Long reach. If bulldog choke. I mean, he's a beast.
Probably not, but...
What are you talking about?
Probably not, but...
I'm just saying.
It's still funny. Robin Ventura won't chase him again.
No. He's Ben Askren of the MLB.
Yeah. All right, so where were we? TJ Brown just on, outstanding chat with him. Cody on in the first hour.
I was just making myself entertained.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you entertained somebody. what's your biggest takeaway from last Saturday?
The fans, the energy, the crowd, the world coming back together.
Do you believe, and I'm going to answer it for you, I believe it wasn't any different.
I felt it much different.
I didn't.
Much different.
Not at all. You were not fortunate enough to be there at any of the Connor fights. Well, you might have been in the New York Connor fight.
No, well, he just threw a dolly through the window.
There was a lot of excitement to
there. There was actually no fight there.
I would say that was no more insanity than a Conor McGregor fight, than a Tito Ortiz fight, a Chuck Liddell fight. It was electric. But I wouldn't say that, oh, because the fans have been gone. Matter of fact, I was more pissed Saturday than I have been in the past.
Why?
No fans for a year.
Right.
Sold out in minutes.
Right.
Yet how many people saw the fight of the night, the first fight?
I expected it to be a lot busier for the first fight. I expected people to get to the arena 3 hours ahead of time just, you know, because they're so excited to be back and a part of history. I was disappointed in the crowd at the first fight.
Yeah.
I was. You know, but it would have been different if it was a different city. I mean, Jacksonville's not really.
No, it wouldn't have been different because it doesn't matter because it was sold out. So it would be different if it's a city like, and it still bothers me, but it's a city like, you know, Vegas where they walk up.
Right.
You know, they'll walk up 10 minutes into it and buy a ticket.
Sure.
But if it's sold out and you're going to use the excuse, do I expect Tom Brady there for the first one? It'd be nice, but he wasn't. How about all three Bucs quarterbacks were there?
Yeah.
Blaine, Tom, and Ryan.
Yeah. And the Mike and Evans. The best quarterback in the state was also there.
No, he probably...
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I know Tim Tebow.
He's was godson.
He's godson?
Well, that's what I think he's part of that whole Jesus talk thing.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever.
His touchdowns are holy.
What?
I don't know. They're such,
they're such an idiot.
he's been blessed. That's why he's so good at everything. Baseball and football. And marrying like the hottest chick on earth. Wasn't she like Miss Universe or something?
I have no idea. And even more so, I don't care.
There should be a trophy for that.
You're fired.
I mean, look, if TJ's like...
Donald Trump.
If TJ's winking at hot chicks in the row while he's in a fist fight, you know, give credit where credit's due when Tim Tebow married the hottest chick on the planet.
I'm just ignoring you.
Well, it was good to see the stars come out again.
What stars?
At the fight.
Jake Paul?
Jake Paul is the biggest star in the building.
There were no stars there.
He was the biggest star in the whole building.
He got the most attention.
He is the biggest star of the fight game right now.
He is. Okay.
Of all combat sports.
No, you said fight game.
He's the biggest.
He's not a bigger star than Tom Brady. He's not.
I don't know. Tom Brady went over to him. Because, he didn't go to Tom Brady.
Because he couldn't get on the floor. He didn't have a floor seat.
Oh, he had access.
He did not.
I went over us all.
He could not.
He would have done what Chad Ochocinco did. If he really wanted to go, he would have walked over and he would have done his thing. Well, who would have stopped him?
It really wouldn't have happened because he had security and security had security.
Right. He had his own security. Well,
He had his own. And then the arena had two security on as well.
And then in the back, there was about 15 police officers that escorted his entourage out before the end of the fight. Moved him out. As soon as the fight ended, as soon as that last second it was done, before they even announced the winner, the whole crew of the column.
You know, typical of celebrities, they leave before the main event.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my complaint when Matt Hughes fought Sean Sherk in Miami. You know, they all left. I think it was Marshall Faulk was there. Some of the Marlins were there. And it worked to Brad Penny's advantage because when they left, he was able to slide down to the better seats. Right. He was down at the end of the row and he got to, you know, flip down there. And I think it was the 3-year anniversary of Dave Manley. And
congrats to Dave. Awesome. I mean, will he have an Usman bobblehead figure of that right hand? I mean, it's an iconic image now. I mean, he already did Masvidal. He's got to do Usman next.
Maybe you do Masvidal together.
Or he's sleeping on his shoulder.
The whole thing. And what about Usman saying it was super necessary to throw the last two punches?
It was super necessary.
Well, like he said, it wasn't stopped. And same with Masvidal on Askew. And I'm going to call him Askew from now on.
Just because Michael Buffer made a mistake?
Exactly.
You're going to ruin that guy's career?
I don't think I can ruin his career.
Which one?
Either.
Ben Askew's?
Yeah. Ben's fine.
Well, look, there's Masvidal right there. Ben, a Range Rover SUV.
Ben is fine. Okay. He made money. He banked it. You know, he'll probably never do it again unless he gets another stupid offer. And who wouldn't do it?
Yeah. No. I just saw something. Is Nick Diaz fighting?
Yeah.
Who's he fighting?
Nothing signed yet.
He's coming back. Are you excited about seeing the Diaz? Are they both coming back or just one?
Well, the other one never left.
Nate.
Yeah. Even though they both leave. They both leave and come back, right, you know, when they choose.
Well, everybody just jumps in and jumps out. Isn't that the right way to play the game, though?
Yeah.
You go out, you into your contract, your free agent, go into any promotion, whoever has the biggest money, Triller, or whoever's going to pay you the most money.
Yes.
Do you see Logan Paul argue with Dana White publicly about not paying his fighters enough and like how...
You were there. Dana said the guy's a genius.
He did.
He's making money. The media's talking about it. The fans are booing him.
But do you think that the fighters deserve more money in the UFC? Do you think that the UFC pays fair for what they do? I mean, boxing dwarfs the money. I mean, look at traditional boxing. $100 million, main events.
You don't have to even look at that. Look at those two circus clowns, the two brothers.
Yeah.
Jake and Logan Paul are making millions.
Millions.
They're circus acts.
I mean, they're pro boxers and undefeated.
Well, they are.
And undefeated.
I thought the other one lost.
Did he? I don't know. Jake is undefeated.
I didn't know they both were on the Disney Channel. I didn't know that. How would I know that?
Well,
I don't watch stuff that I watch.
Sure.
So how would I know stuff from something I don't watch? We watch TV every night, and my wife asked me about it. I go, I don't know.
Do you think McGregor is a little jealous and butthurt that these guys are dominating him in his own craft of?
I'm going to say maybe a little, but then he looks at his checkbook.
He just sold his whiskey company for $600 million.
I don't know how much is his and all that stuff. I mean, what percentage of that is his?
Is he really going to buy Manchester United?
It's hard to buy something that's not for sale.
I mean, everything's for sale.
I don't see the Glazers selling.
Well, they put all their money into the Bucks. They might need the money.
They have more money in Man U.
I mean, it is
Man,
the number
one. Man U's the number one
sports franchise team, right, of all time.
Of all time. And here, as we broadcast, you know, out of Tampa Bay, you know, Buccaneer fans are like, hey, can you throw some money this way? I don't think they necessarily need it right now.
Right.
You know, they're like second in line to repeat. I think they have Kansas City first.
Okay.
And then Tampa.
But, I mean, McGregor, could he buy a percentage? I don't think he'd sell percentages of teams. Like, Dwayne Wade just bought the Utah Jazz. But he doesn't own the whole team. He just owns a ownership stake.
I don't think the Glazers are hurting for money. You only do that when you're hurting for money.
You're saying the Utah Jazz needed money?
People need the company. Yeah, companies need money. And need's not the right word. I'm pretty confident the Fertittas didn't need the money. But turning that investment into $4.2 billion, they sold.
Sure.
And they've sold pieces off. You know, the King has some and this has some. And, you know, but the Glazers don't need to sell it. And I don't foresee that ever happening. I don't want to say ever. I don't foresee that happening in the near future.
But does that bring more value to the brand of McGregor as a part owner of? Would they work that deal now that he sold his whiskey company for?
Normally, I would say yes, possibly, but you're talking about the number one sports franchise in the world. What you can't go higher than the number one.
Sure.
Bringing Conor out there, what are you going to do? Sell more tickets to a sold-out arena?
Charge more for the ticket. I mean, look, I just sold Tour de Pizza. Could I buy in with him? Maybe the two of us, the two Irish, McClellan and McGregor's come together and we make one offer and bid, okay, and buy it out.
I know you well enough to know you could barely buy in to buy in me a Big Mac.
No. I mean, I could barely pay attention.
That's what I'm saying.
I am broke.
All right.
I am dead broke.
Final break of the afternoon. Final break coming from this dump known as Torta Pizza. I will never step foot in this building again. In 16 minutes from now, I am walking out and I will never be back.
You step foot on the pitch, as they call it, when I am the owner of the Manchester United?
Second time in 2 hours I'm calling you an idiot. Coming to you live from this dump on 4th Street, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, what was formerly known, Torta Pizza. This is still known as Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staffs on Your Off.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full Contact Live Armor Jousting, Axe Throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Break out your kilt for Highland Fling this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets available at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Edmonds. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from what used to be Tour de Pizza. Welcome back, Randy. What are you doing over there?
Buying a vehicle.
Texting and driving.
Yeah.
We got UFC fights coming up this weekend. We also have BKFC coming up. Birmingham, Alabama.
Yep.
How far is that from here? It's worth the road trip.
Let's just say it's 312 miles. It's 312 miles more than I want to go.
You don't like, you're like Hogan. You don't like to leave the your house.
I don't like leaving the building.
That's true. That's true. Why don't you like to travel?
I just don't. I barely liked it and you drove. I fell asleep as soon as we took off.
Speaking of driving, how was Jeep Beach for you?
It was pretty stupid.
No. For those of you who don't know, Jeep Beach is the equivalent of, let's say, Daytona Bike Week for motorcycles, similar to Sturgis. Jeep Beach is a once-a-year thing they do in Daytona.
It was very stupid.
20,000 Jeeps are on the beach and at the Daytona International Speedway.
Can I answer the question?
Sure.
I had a better time at Bucky's. than I did driving on the beach.
Listen, Bucky's had more people than Jeep Beach.
Bucky's is incredible.
How come I haven't seen Bucky's on the news as like a super spreader event? Because there were thousands of people inside of one building getting gas.
It's a gas station.
Eating briskets. The place is enormous.
It is.
I mean, as far as a gas station goes, I've never been in a gas station that big in my life. There's not many buildings I've been in that are that big.
It was a lot of fun. I spent $150 in that place.
If it was a Triller event, Snoop Dogg would have smoked that whole building up.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, you were at the Mercedes-Benz when Snoop turned it into a...
circus.
It was a circus. It was.
And I can't wait to go to the next one.
It's in Miami.
In Miami.
We should just live in Miami for the next month.
I'm good.
Let's go to it. We'll train at American Top Team. We'll help all the fighters get ready for the next fight. We'll hang out. We'll go to the BKFC fight down there. We'll go to the Triller fight down there. We'll go to the Mayweather and Logan Paul fight happening on June 6th down there.
No.
I'll pay.
I don't care about paying.
I just sold the world-famous Tour de Pizza. I'm sitting on a bag of cash, and man, you won't let me buy in.
I'm not interested in
I'm liquidating my assets so I can buy a football team.
I'm not interested in traveling.
You're not traveling. You're just going once, and then you're staying.
I run down the card. Have you pulled that up? UFC Fight Night on Fox. Fox Spike.
Spike?
Yeah. All
Spike
the,
TV?
Yeah, all the networks they've been on. They've been on Fox. They've been on Spike. They've been on cable.
NBC?
I don't think they've been on NBC. I
thought they were just on NBC like a couple weeks ago.
No, that's Channel 8. So no,
ABC.
Why are we talking so soft?
I don't know. We never did this when the restaurant was actually open for business.
Are you excited about Dominic getting back in?
No.
I think, and I found this a little interesting. He fought for the title.
Yep.
Many thought he won.
I thought he won.
Yet he dropped in the rankings, like, to 3.
We got beat his last showing, right? We got beat by Jan. Yeah, dominated by Jan.
Because he was still upset because he won that fight against John Jones.
Yeah, I think if he wouldn't have got beat by Jan, of course, I want to see him get his chance of redemption and go and get his title. But I don't know. I'm not excited about the fight. But I can't get my card to pull up. It won't load.
Now, you're not excited because of what we witnessed on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
Because, the thing that bothers me about you and about others.
I'm a fair weather fan.
Well, you're fair weather. I'm not even thinking you're a fan. But if you don't know the name, then it's like you throw it out. Yet, the fight of the night was two people that you'd never heard of. It was the first fight. A lot of people didn't even see it because they were too busy to get there on time. And it's pretty disrespectful. It's disrespectful not to watch from start to finish if you're a fight fan. Now, if you're going to tell me you're a Dominic Reyes fan and you only want to watch the main event, or you're a Masvidal fan and you want to watch Usman get beat or whatever, then that's fine to come in late. But otherwise, I'm not keen on it.
Yeah, I mean, you have a very valid point. I agree with you. If you're a fan of the fight game, then you have to watch every fight with the same intensity as you watch the main card. That's fair.
I think you should put all the fights on pay-per-view.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, Triller put the first fight of the pay-per-view was a guy with an 8-0 record fighting a guy that's never fought over a girl.
Well, you don't have to put that fight on.
Okay. All the other fights with that one.
I wouldn't have put any of those fights on.
Okay. I got the card pulled up, the preliminary card, on Saturday, May 1st at 7 p.m. from the UFC Apex, available on ESPN2.
Can we move it up a little bit, move it back a little bit? Like, can we start?
You like daytime fights.
Well, it's not that I like daytime fights. I like fights on the East Coast that end before 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's tough to watch.
It's brutal.
It's really tight. It's even worse to cover because of press conference. Jeez.
Well, and it was even worse not knowing if you were going to kill somebody walking on the interstate while we drove back to the hotel.
Yeah, what was all that about?
I don't know.
Where did all those people come from?
I don't know.
Why were they walking on the highway?
I don't know. Why does anybody walk anywhere?
Was it a protest?
I couldn't tell.
I was like, but wait, did I just see something? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think instead of starting at 10, let's go. And I'm being realistic. Let's start at 8.
Okay.
So the pay-per-view starts at 8. So, you can start 2 hours earlier. You're 8. You're done at 11.
I like it. I mean, look, I'm a fan when they go to Dubai, they go to other places. I like that it's in the afternoon. It's done by 3, 4 o'clock. I'm a fan. Starts at noon, ends at 5.
When it ends by 5, I can be in bed and asleep by 7.
Yeah, like you hit the press conference and be home by 7:30.
You get your senior discount dinners, and then you go to bed.
The press conference is tough. That's a hard gig. To sit there after at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, it's different. Obviously, back in the day, it was one press conference.
Oh.
And it was everybody there.
Oh, okay. Right.
But the reason, in my opinion, that it was changed is you bring 6 people. Like, if you would have, now Saturday was different because it was 3 title fights, it was all that stuff, and the whole everything. But if you were to bring the champion of the main event and 3 other stars, going to say names or whatever, there's been numerous times people have come to those press conferences and not been asked one question.
Right, because they'll dominate by one person or the other.
Yeah, if Connor's there, nobody's going to ask.
But don't they want both people at the press conference to talk about the fights, like how it went down? Didn't they used to do that?
No. There would be sometimes. I know that there was one time that Tito wasn't invited to the press conference but still came. You know, and I think he might have lost the fight, because if he won, he would have been there. But he wanted to come, and they didn't let him, I believe.
Because I thought you only didn't go if you were in a medical, in treatment, or you went to the hospital.
Yeah, but
if you broke your leg,
it's kind of like interviewing somebody after they get knocked out. You know, it's awkward. You know, and it's back to what kind of questions are you going to ask a guy who just got knocked out? Cool. Now, Masvidal would take it.
But in basketball or any other league, they ask the coaches how they lost, what happened, why, what the game plan.
That's the coach.
Like, well, they do the players too.
That's the coach. The coach is Dana White.
Yeah.
You know, so he's asked all that, when will you be back questions. The first question. What did you think of Jacksonville? When will you be back?
Here's what you got to love about Dana, though. Dana has no chill. Like, Dana is going to be as raw and as uncut. And when that media guy asked the same question that he just answered, he was just brutal. He's like, welcome to the press conference. He's like, didn't we just talk about this? I just answered that question.
It's awesome. All right, we're out of town. We're out of time, and we're out of this dump. I'm walking through that door. I will never be back in this
building. I'm right behind you.
I want to thank 8 Man Strong. I want to thank Staff Zone and, of course, TJ and Cody. Until next week, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
I make it Pizza Man 1.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.